Hey, what's up? It's Joe. Welcome to my 5 Minute Friday for February 2nd. So, yeah, kind of a random grab bag of topics today. I'm going to talk about day-to-day Texas and independent conferences, which I think is a cool topic on its own, but I'll recap that here. Some stuff happening with practical data modeling and whatever else happens to be on my mind. So anyway, we'll get started. So last weekend, I was over at Day-to-Day Texas in Austin, Texas, and that was really fun. It's great catching up with a lot of nerds. there's too many to name here. I don't want to leave anyone out, so I'll just say it was great seeing everybody there. Shout out to Lynn Bender and Alex Wall in particular. They're the ones who put on the event, and it's an awesome event. I consider it to be the best independent, non-vendor-led conference in America and possibly the world. And hopefully, we do it again next year. And what I really like about Day-to-Day Texas is it's just a chance to hang out with, sort of the who's who of the data world. Kick back, have beers, watch some talks, go get barbecue. And, just have really good conversations. And I think that's something that is missing, I think, at a lot of the industry events where, it's just one advertisement after another about a vendor's tooling. In this case, it's just people talking about what they're doing. A lot of awesome talks on graphs. Gosh, I don't even know how many graph talks there were, but the graph world was there. You had software and data engineers giving their talks. What else is going on? Lots of talks about business value. So you had Chris Tabb giving his talk on business value, and Sol Rashidi giving the keynote. And she had an opposite take on business value, or I'd say maybe a tangential take. And her talk was awesome. I think she was sort of the star of the show, really. She went into it kind of, maybe a bit uncertain because it's more of a practitioner crowd, but she described her approach from going from practitioner to, four-time C-suite executive. And I've never seen people talk about a keynote quite that way. Normally when a keynote happens, sort of one and done, people go off and get coffee, but everyone was catching up with her afterward, getting selfies and everyone was talking about it. So super stoked to see that. And hopefully Day-to-Day Texas happens again next year. Definitely plan on being there, and hopefully you'll be there too. So another news, what else? Just launched a new post on practical data modeling today. It talks about what data modeling is not. So I'd say just go check it out if you want some ideas of, a few ideas of what I hear about what data modeling is and my opinions on why it's not just that. So, for example, I often hear people say, oh, data modeling is Kimball or data modeling is a relational model. And that's to some extent true, but I can argue it's much more than that. Other people say that data modeling is simply putting data into a database for storing and querying, and it's certainly one aspect of it, but it's not everything. So anyway, check it out. It's my opinions, but these are going to be early excerpts from the book I'm working on. This and the other article I dropped there, and I'll be dropping probably one or two articles a week there. And again, these will be excerpts from the book, but the real motivation is to test these ideas out in public and just have people beat the crap out of them, and definitely getting some good commentary. So keep it coming. I do appreciate it. And I also want to give a shout out to Ramona Chuta. We had a really good chat today. She actually had a very slight but important thing to say about my definition of data modeling. So the original definition was: a data model is a structured representation that organizes and standardizes data to enable and guide human and machine behavior, inform decision making, and facilitate action. She had a problem with basically the part that says structured representation that. And after some talking and debating, I can see where she's coming from. I think the emphasis is more on the structured representation rather than the data model. So changed it to a data model. A data model organizes and standardizes data in a structured representation to enable and guide human and machine behavior, inform decision making, and facilitate action. So, thanks, Ramona. You'll all be seeing an updated version of that definition on practical data modeling. And this is what it's about. This is why I'm writing the book in public, so I can get a lot of awesome pushback and feedback. And I think make this book as solid as it can. I want this book to be the next generation data modeling book that's used for a while, right? And what I've noticed is when you try and write a book in private, you get the opinions of you know, your editor and your technical reviewers, but really you're missing out on some of the, you know, the best and brightest minds out there. And the practical data modeling community is just awesome. There's so many great conversations happening there that I feel like, you know, there's just, you know, you have thousands of people there now, right? It's a chance to hear thousands of voices from practitioners, right? If you look at the mailing list of who's on there, it's just sort of the who's who of people that I look up to. So, you know, I'm very stoked to have this community. And again, thanks to everybody for, you know, the great conversations going on there. I don't think there's another place in the world where these types of conversations are happening all in one place. That's pretty cool. You know, if you look at the people in the combos, it's awesome. So talking about the chats there, then obviously, you know, comments on articles. And, you know, if you'd like to write an article too on practical data modeling, just let me know. I'd be happy to have a chat about what that looks like. And, you know, cause I don't want this just to be a place where I'm giving my views and whatnot. I think there's a lot of really smart people out there who can contribute a lot to the discussion. And really that's what's going to drive the field forward is a discussion. You know, I would say the types of stuff I'm not looking for are the kind of the old hat arguments about data modeling is it's this framework and nothing else, right? I mean, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for stuff that's probably a bit fresher in thinking, you know, from practitioners new and old alike. But I'm not looking for dogmatic viewpoints. I'm looking for people that are really helping push the field forward, not hold it back. So if that's you, hit me up. Either on LinkedIn or, you know, send me a message on Substack, and I'm definitely, happy to have a chat. So anyway, off to New York City next week for the Chill Data Summit. I'll be speaking on Tuesday, February 6th at, this event. It's put on by Upsolver and, the people behind Apache Iceberg. It's going to be awesome. I'm giving the keynote, at that conference. That's pretty cool. Hopefully my red eye flight arrives in time for me to give a talk, but it should be great. And we're going to be meeting afterward at Ethan Aaron's Loki happy hour over at Flannery's in Chelsea. So if you happen to be there, stoked to hang out. And other than that, I'll be back in Salt Lake later next week and here for a few weeks and then off to, what is it, Paris, Switzerland, and Saudi Arabia at the end of the month. So I'll be kind of hiding out in the bat cave, just working a lot. I'm not going to be taking many meetings, except if you're a client. So if you want to get a hold of me, we'll just do it over message for now. But anyway, I appreciate everybody. It's awesome just having everybody and you know, as friends and as part of the network. So if we haven't met yet, looking forward to meeting in person someday. But if not, just you know, shoot me a line and we can chat. So have a good weekend and take care. Bye-bye.